Yo, what's up, fam, man? It's the On Deck TV podcast. You know, we always try to show love to our people in the Ville or any other place black business is holding it down. We got a new one for you, and it's food for all you foodies. Peep out Dream Cuisine. Dream Cuisine is what you want to be eating, man, because I see the Instagram post, and sometimes I'm hot in the A that I can't get my grub munch to pull up on me and drop me a plate off. Dub, give him the info.
Yes, sir. That's on IG. Dream, period, cuisine. It's that simple. Dream, period, cuisine. They calling it gourmet to go. Using only fresh ingredients, and they serving lunch and hookah Tuesday through Friday. You need the address, 701 4th Avenue South. That's Cashville for our Cashville listeners.
Yep, and they'll pull up on you, and that shit look good.
I need that Oreo cheesecake. Holla at your boy.
Bunch. I need that when I'm in town next time, man.
Sir, what it do with the business is?
It is another week in the book with the On Deck TV podcast. What it do, pimp?
Man, slow motion Billy Ocean. I am your host, Animal Brown.
I am Spike Lou, the additional host on this thing here, what we call a podcast, man. Look, we appreciate the love we've been getting, man. We appreciate the people that now know what podcasts are and go check us out. Look, rate, subscribe.
All that.
Do all that good stuff on iTunes so we can get them numbers up, man. That's what we trying to do over here.
Absolutely. And, of course, OnDeckTVNetwork.com is the website. We are not the only show on the network.
Nope, because we're trying to build a brand over here. So, in the efforts to try and do so, we got a sports show. What's the sports show called?
Man, it's Full Sport Press, FSP for short.
Yep. We got my man J-Ho. We got my man Howeezy. And we got my boy Coach Locke.
Absolutely, man. Check them out every Monday. New episodes. You can call in and some more shit, man. Live every Monday.
Niggas was hiding us in the vehicle because niggas couldn't call in our show. We gonna work on it for y'all.
Absolutely.
And let me address this with Coach Locke about the small shirt. I heard it was hot. I haven't listened to FSP yet, but I'm sure he threw a little shot. Listen, man. You light skinned, bro. You can wear small shirts. Ain't no problem with it. Bitches ain't mad at it. I'm just a nigga doing a podcast, bro.
Oh, shit.
If your shirt stopped, it's your underarm. That's where they stopped. I'm cool with that, man. You still my nigga, though.
Yeah, I wear small shirts all the time, and hoes love
it. No, you don't wear small shirts because you can't fit in them. But let's move on.
Show my guns off.
Show your gut off.
Speaking of the ladies, shout out the ladies' room, man. They will be back up and popping next Thursday,
the
10th.
They're back.
They back off vacay. Y'all check out what the ladies are talking about in the ladies' room every second and fourth Thursday.
Yeah, check out chicks out, man. They holding it down in the NYC, man.
Absolutely. What you have up for the weekend?
We was in the Ville, man, shaking and baking, man. I still ain't recovering. I'm tired.
615, man. Got road lag.
Yeah, we got to run into a lot of good people. Got a lot of good conversations that we got to have, man. Shout out Heat Boy Kilo.
Most Def.
Shout out So Sweet Poison.
Absolutely.
Shout out my fam Polar Mike. Today is birthday. Happy birthday to my brother from day one. Been knowing Pol since I was 6 years old, man.
For sure. Happy birthday, big dog.
My little bro, we got him on the Cashville 10 to complete that out, the Snappy Mason. I think y'all going to thoroughly enjoy him.
Absolutely. What you think? I think so too, man.
They're going to thoroughly enjoy that Snappy Mason joint.
Absolutely, man. Had a good time in the Ville. Shout out to all the people. Shout out Kurt. Shout out White Bridge Studios too.
Yes, man. Much love to Kurt, man. That's my boy, man. He's still trying to find them Bordos for me. If anybody got them Bordos, it's a 9.5. I need it, but I'm not paying you over the head for it. Cool. We can negotiate a respectable little ticket. I still need them Bordo 9.5s, man. Somebody. I'll take a 10. Maybe a 9 if we can work it out.
Nigga, your toes gonna be hurting like a motherfucker.
I got my feet can work
little
it out.
Little bit ass shoes, nigga.
My feet can work it out.
Definitely had fun in the Ville, man. Yeah, ain't no telling next time I'm going home. I'm gonna be honest. I went back 2 weeks in a row. It's gonna be a stretch.
Right, we kicked it with our people though.
Shout out to Underground Studio too.
Shout out to heavy 09 answering the phone ass nigga, man. Nigga think he in the league, man. Putting up 40, man. You know I'm gonna shout you out. You know I'm gonna call you out, nigga. Non-answering the phone ass nigga didn't want to call another nigga out. But we gonna move on though.
Hey man, action packed show, man. Kanye West shook the VMAs. He said his most quotable line
was
obviously the presidential running in 2020 line. So of course we gonna run with that.
We gonna do it
like we do over at On Dick TV.
So we here for
more on that later, but we can kick it off with the VMA recap. Other than that, he stole the show pretty much. I'm gonna be honest with you.
VMAs are some slaw.
VMAs always some slaw.
They just getting to be more and more slaw though. Like, they don't even play music videos on MTV. Like, right. Why do they even do this?
MTV Jams, man.
What are we doing this for? Is this a big promo thing?
They're trying to stick with the music, man. It's still, MTV did stand for music television, if y'all remember that back in the day.
Did you enjoy it?
No, I'm cool. This is the only way I can enjoy an award show. Uh-huh. Your host has to be A1. They got to be funny.
The host was Miley Cyrus,
and she was some slaw.
Nikki went in on her, right?
That was some bullshit, though. That was fake as fuck.
What do you mean?
Because she laughed as soon as they cut the camera. If you pause it.
It looked like a meme mug to me.
Nah, that was a smile with all them porcelains.
So you're saying MTV told her to do that?
Nah, she probably just did it and just fucked with her because she smiled as soon as the camera cut.
What if she had went over there and beat her through the floor?
That would have been... Now best, that would have made for a great
best,
award
is
show.
Is that best VMAs ever?
Hands down.
Easily.
That would have been funny as fuck. Or if Miley would have, if she would have came over there, oh, she would have got
and snuck her. That would have been better. But like in gist, we won't waste too much time on the VMAs because it really wasn't nothing, man. Like that shit is, it's more social media driven now. It's more like, oh, did you see?
You gotta have content to make it even social media driven. Something gotta happen.
What do you mean?
You take Kanye's speech out, man. That was a snoot. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, there used to be. I may be mistaken, but then there used to be like videos you wanted to see where they're gonna win awards to and stuff like that. No one cares, right? So can we turn the VMAs to something else? Can we do that?
Anything. Can we turn them
please off?
Please.
You know, I'd be in full. Like, where's the board meeting for that? Invite me. I'm there and I'm voting against. Let's go.
On to more entertaining things that happened over the weekend.
Okay.
Two shows popped off over the weekend. Lil Wayne had the Louisiana Festival in New Orleans.
All right.
And J. Cole ended his Forest Hill Drives tour in his hometown of Fayetteville. Now, they both brought out guests. Who shook it harder, though? Because they both went in.
Lil Wayne.
You think so? Lil Wayne
and
shook it.
And you know I'm a Cole fan. That's my guy.
All day.
Right. But the thing, I think Lil Wayne, I listened to him on, shout out His and Hers podcast. He had an interview with Michael Smith. And he was just talking about the energy that he wanted to bring. How he never even thought that he was a big enough artist to be able to do this.
Yeah, that was
so
crazy.
So I feel like, yeah, no, and that's crazy because we look at Lil Wayne like a monster.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Awesome.
I can do what I want to do, but he still felt like in his hometown he couldn't do that. And to bring out P.
That was big.
And to bring out as many as the Hot Boys
hot
as he
boys
could.
Yeah.
And
BG.
Even New Orleans artists that we had no idea, but the people who were there and knew what was going on and they was fucking with it. Like you said, they was bringing
Fifth Ward Weeby out.
Yeah, well, like it's something that they call it. I can't think of what they call it. Because Juvie was saying the same thing.
Kind of like that bounce.
What Juvie called his album? Jubilee or Mardi Gras or something. Whatever
shit.
He said they bring it back, he said they was going to bring it back. So I think it was dope, though. I think it was real big for Weezy to be able to pull that off. And Drake was there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they went in.
He shook it, though. Like, and even Wayne even brought out the squad.
Yes.
He brought out the squad mixtape dudes.
Even when you bring out Drake on the back-to-back, like, that's murder.
Yeah, he did his thing. But I ain't going to lie, because this was streaming on Tidal. I watched it after the fact. Man, Wayne don't do nothing for me now, bro.
So you're not a Wayne fan. You used to be the biggest Wayne fan.
I used to fuck with
you're
Wayne.
Not a Wayne fan
Wayne was worthy
anymore
of being a fan of him.
What you mean he don't do it for you no more, though? Like, what
like
does that mean?
The same energy that Jeezy had in his 10-year show.
Classic.
The same energy that Jay had at his B-side show. Mm-hmm. And Jay's 77 years old.
Oh, man.
Bro, Wayne would... You would think Wayne doing like his greatest hits and bringing out all those people you just named would be hella live.
You know, my thing
and it
is,
wasn't.
I don't think that, like, with Jeezy and being in the venue, looking at that, like, just he was admiring people that were coming out and fucking with him, and he was admiring the crowd, and it was like, it seemed like it meant something to Jesus. And I may be wrong. I may be speaking just from a fan's perspective, but it seemed like when Jesus was doing that shit, it was like, man, this shit dope to me because I never expected it.
Right.
Wayne been doing this shit since he was nine.
I feel like he tired of it though.
Like what, it ain't genuine no more? Not even that it's not genuine, but if I'm Lil Wayne, what fascinates me hip hop wise now? Was it Drake? You know what I'm saying? Is it Nicki? Like, and then if that's it, then they done maxed out too. So I do the Louisiana Fest, and yeah, this is cool. I love it that I'm bringing my city back together. But still, that's why I think his music is lackluster right now, because like, this shit don't motivate him no more.
That's what, like, it seemed like.
He was talking about his daughter on the interview that I spoke of with Michael Smith. Nigga, he lit up. You know what I'm saying? That was the most important thing to him. So I just don't think rap important to Wayne. And you can tell by the music, you can tell by the energy and all that shit now.
Man, listen.
When they pay the bills.
But I will say this, he did that Best of Me Maya Squad freestyle live. Now that, bro, that took it back. God damn, yellow like a mommy, yellow like a fucking my. Hey, dude, y'all got to go back. Y'all got to double back on that. Best of Me, Lil Wayne. That Wayne right there is dead.
Yeah, that's one of his best verses ever, too.
That Wayne right there is deceased. Rest in peace to Cole Wayne. And then P came out to make him say, I was like, what?
What else P gonna do? That's his biggest song.
That is his biggest song, but you in New Orleans, you have to come out to that about it, dude. Like, you have to. You got to hear, you got to hear that.
He should have closed out with it or something.
He did break him off something, too.
Ooh.
Hustler, Baller, Gangsta Cat. I mean, that's a classic.
That's a slick shot right now. You can't do break him off something right now with the Julia Beverly book out. You know
tough.
I mean?
Let me relax
off at break him off something.
Hey, I'm right in the middle of that part, too, where they talk about P and Pimp C beefing over that song.
Let's not do that, P.
Let's not sleep on J. Cole, though.
Now we ain't gonna sleep on Cole.
J. Cole.
He the man.
In his final show in Fayetteville, North Carolina, population of, what, I don't know, 1,000?
Come on, don't you even do Fayetteville.
I fuck with North Carolina, though. That's not a huge city.
It's big enough.
All right, big enough. So they brought out. He brought out Jay-Z, Big Sean, and Drake. Drake out here getting them frequent flyer miles up.
He putting in all the ducks in a row, so people won't fuck with me.
That's true, nigga. Drake was the livest. Like, they shook it off. Drake, and he did the back to back. He came out on there. I got enemies. Y'all got Drake fucked up, and I'm ready for that 6.
Nobody got him fucked up. Everybody knew he could do this.
All right, that's fair. But Jay and Big Sean did that click. Jay did about 4 or 5 joints. A lot of people weren't expecting that.
I like Cole. I mean, this classy move by Cole. This is what I expect from Cole. So my question to you is this: it's 2015 closing out 9-1.
Okay.
We got an album. When was that? October of last year. So we coming up on 1 year.
Right.
How soon is it before you need a new Cole project, album, mixtape, something to keep you interested in what the whole Afro
boot Timberland tree head?
Yeah, how long we doing that before we need new music?
I mean, he gonna do it when he drops new music. I think he's in this mold right here to stay.
Nah, he in this mode to stay. But I'm saying not, but you are, like, you're not a J. Cole fan.
Yeah.
I bought
all 3 of his albums.
And that says nothing.
You're a fan.
You prefer other artists over J. Cole, I'm saying.
Not
right?
Many. I'm a heavy J. Cole fan. I put you on.
You're a bigger. Get the fuck out of here.
Come on, man. I was on that come up, dude. What are you talking about? You saying nothing.
Pause.
Super pause to that. But I was on that mixtape, dude. That shit was fire.
You didn't put me on J. Cole. But what I'm saying is this: you would rather hear Childish Gambino.
I'm a bigger fan of Childish Gambino. Drake. Yes. I'm a bigger fan of Drake, yes.
So he's holding your interest now. When do you need new music from J. Cole? Do you need it by the end of the year?
No.
You good?
He can lay low. Nah, he's done enough this year.
By New Year's, I need something new from J. Cole. Like an EP, a mixtape, something.
J. Cole doesn't give me
that.
He doesn't give me New Year's music, dude. I don't need to hear him New Year. He might commit suicide.
I ain't saying he got to drop it that night. Goddamn.
You might snitch
after
a wrist.
This is a new year, new me. Like the day after you party and celebrate, drop it then.
So he cut his hair? You saying like he need to cut his hair and do a new me?
Nope.
I'm a
none of that.
Shave.
Just drop new music on January the 1st. I think that's all he should do.
We're going to bring the year on a downer. No, I'm straight.
You hate him.
First quarter next year, March. I'll take that around my birthday.
March, that's a long time.
All right, on to your boy for real now, your favorite artist of all time.
My boy for real, who?
Kevin Gates.
You say this every week about my man. How is he my boy? I fuck with Gates, though.
No, you was flying that Gates flag.
Yes, I do. I fuck with Kevin Gates, Paul. That's my guy. I'm riding with him, and I seen the clip of this video, yes.
You saw the clip of the video of him on stage. He kicked the girl in the front row. Allegedly, she was grabbing his leg. I don't know. We didn't see that part. Is it over with for you, Kevin Gates?
No.
He's losing fans by the second.
No, it's not.
Shout out to He Gang P. He mentioned we barely let him slide for fucking his cousin. That was questionable enough.
Man, people not gonna stop for like.
No, he's losing fans, dude. I've heard it from fans.
He's losing the mainstream fans, the people who
got on him by Breakfast Club.
Yeah, I don't get tired. Okay. Nah, not even Breakfast Club. The only get tired people. The Luca Brasi 1-2, that stuff right there, like they not going nowhere. They expect him to kick a bitch in the chest if she fucking with him. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's that. You and I have been to shows with artists. You know how some people can be on the front row. Kevin Gates ain't built that way to, like, ignore that. Like, he's admitted, like, on several interviews that we listen to with Combat Jack or Breakfast Club, penitentiary rules going to effect at some certain point because he's institutionalized. That ain't his fault.
Dude, she was like 15, dude.
He didn't know that.
Can tell what a 15-year-old look like.
No,
nah,
man,
like
you up in
bad.
Your zone. You performing your show, and I'm not taking up from him. Like, he shouldn't have done it, no. But what I'm saying, I understand the type of dude that he is. And the people who fuck with him, his fans, they understand the type of dude that he is, too. Like, he ought to get sued out of his ass, have to pay this girl. He ought to have to go apologize to all that good shit. Don't send him to jail or nothing like right. that. But, like, yeah, it was wrong. But I understand where he was coming from doing it because, like, he don't get that many opportunities to be like, I can walk away and be the bigger man on stage like that because he got to be on guard. You know what I mean? He don't know who trying to jump up in and pull a pliers on him.
Dude.
He didn't know, like
she was if, a 15-year-old
if,
white
listen,
girl,
listen,
dude.
Man. If I'm four songs in my set, and I'm right there on the edge of the stage, I'm trying to show people love, and a motherfucker keep pulling my shorts, like, you continuously doing it, I probably look glance at you like, come on. He probably
got security.
Gave a fair warning.
Though. You got security.
You do have security.
That's what they're paid for.
All right, so now you done climbed up on me. You done pulled my shorts up enough to where you got my leg distance towards you, so now I can kick you. Bitch, get off of me.
Okay, hold on.
Come on, man.
A get off of me kick is one thing.
But he
this never. Nigga kicked like he was working out for the Saints,
Kevin,
dude.
Kevin,
like he was literally trying to make the team.
Kevin
dude.
Gates not normal. Like he been in the penitentiary, like he said,
come
man.
On,
so it's
man.
A different thought process.
No, I understand
him.
That, though. But you're not in a punt pass
but,
and
but
kick
like,
competition.
Don't mistake. I'm not condoning
he cocked
it.
Back
it.
And
oh, yeah, he did and knew it was wrong.
Like Snoopy.
I'm not condoning it at all, but I definitely see his thought process.
And then kick like Charlie Brown.
Like, yeah,
too.
Like, why are those people even able to get that close to him?
I mean, that's the type of venues that you rock. You know that you get that ambiance.
But like you just said, though, you got security and shit like that. If they know that's how he is, you guys, and that's what we always go to say about how people conducting their business, man. If he know the type of dude he is and what's going to snap him off, then man, conduct your business better, man. Make sure you got some shit set up where you ain't got to kick her in the chest, man.
So.
Come on.
That could have been in the head, which would have been.
And that would have been even worse. Yeah, like, let's say he can cuss that girl or something like that, man. Come on.
They even got the petition out right now to ban him from performing in Florida.
Just because he's a rapper. Like, it don't matter. Niggas shouldn't even be performing in Florida anyway.
They're trying to ban him. So you want to get on me for shitting on Fayetteville, but you want to shit on the whole state of Florida?
Yeah, that's a Zimmerman shit. They let him off.
Nah, that's in one little bitty ass city.
State rule. It was
shout out Florida, because I'm going to be in Miami next month, and I don't want no issues.
That was the case.
I don't want no issues.
The case was for the whole state, but the
shout
laws.
Out Florida, man. I fucks with y'all.
I don't.
That was Spike Lee who hates y'all.
I like Miami. It's my favorite place. Love Miami.
All right, now this. Okay. I really slick should have started off with this story.
Okay.
Chief Keef preparing to drop his double album, Bang 3. The highly anticipated Bang 3.
Highly anticipated by who?
I don't know. His fan. He had one and two, and they wanted a three, so somebody must want to hear this shit.
Okay.
He has a new record label, right?
Right.
He's no longer on Interscope. Okay. He is on Film On Music.
Mm.
How. Tell me, what's a better way to promote your new double album than to name your newborn son after your record label. His newborn son name is snowfilmon.com and whatever the fuck his last name is. Whoa. Cozart.
His the .com is it's in his name?
Yeah, snowfilmon.com Cozart.
SNOWFILM.com and then last name?
Yeah.
That's a child's name.
Actually, it's Snow, S-N-O, no W. And you misspell film on, but I'm going to let it slide.
I said F-I-L-M.
O-N-D-O-T-C-O-M.
I ain't hear the on part.
Film on, yes.
Jeez.
So what happened with this was Chief Keef is 20. He just had another baby. But you know what, though? Breaking news on this. I know all of you care. Apparently, the girl who had the kid says that the actually Chief Keef is not the baby daddy.
Clear. Oh, wow.
Yes.
Whoa.
So a paternity test is going on, and so they took the name away, but the record label said that they own the naming rights to all of his future kids while he signed with the label.
The record label owns the naming rights to the kids of Chief Keef.
Yeah.
I didn't hear you right.
As long as he signed any new
kids.
That's
impossible. That's impossible.
That was part of the deal. The dude who owns FilmOn.com is a billionaire. He's a Greek billionaire.
And he can name Chief Keef's kids.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
How much money does that have to be for you to be like, okay, I can see that?
That'll never happen.
What if it's a $5 million deal?
That'll never happen.
What if it's a $10 million
deal?
Shit,
kid, dude.
If it was a $50 million deal, you're telling me to...
what you going... I mean, like, what are you going to let somebody name
if it's just a middle name?
That's your kid.
What if it's just a middle name?
It's not just a middle name, though.
Yeah, well, now this was the filmon.com was the kid middle name.
What's the rest of his name?
His first name was Snow.
Snow, yes. Film on... Like, no. Like, see, I would like I had some shit wrote down to give Chief Keef credit and props, and I'm still gonna give it to him.
Why? Because
but
it's
that's
a, good promotion,
that's a dumb idea. That's the dumbest shit I've heard.
He's not alone. Like, people have done that before.
Listen,
though.
Listen, I'm not even willing to have my child with a split last night. You're willing
a
to
hyphenated
do that?
Last night?
Yeah, well, I'm not doing that.
Nigga, no.
Okay, exactly. But you willing to let a nigga give him a whole company for a middle name?
$50 million? You telling me? Okay, if you're Chief Keef.
No, it's what, cause that's
no, you're doing it for $50 million, dude. But, what are you saying?
But that was my thing, and I was what I was about to praise Chief Keef because I've noticed
he getting that check.
He's not getting that. I don't know. He may be. I've noticed him lately though. He's grown and he's matured a lot. Like a lot of the stuff that he's putting out there is not the music.
Okay,
but just the message. You know what I'm saying? How he's carrying himself now. He's even talking more. He ain't coming off as ignorant as he was before.
He's older.
Yeah, he's 21.
He's 20.
20.
Damn, a nigga young.
Older? What do you mean? Older.
I mean, he was 16.
Older than what?
16?
Older than not being able to...
It's like three kids later, probably?
I get what
I
you're
know.
Saying. He's matured a little.
There
but,
you go.
But it's very evident, though. And I definitely appreciate that because I think a lot of people going to follow into that. Like, the people that really fuck with him, the fan base that he got. And I appreciate that. I want to salute Chief Keef for that. Until he named his child Google.com.
He would have got a billion if he'd done that.
Would you do that?
Google.com?
Yeah.
How much?
100,000.
My fuck no.
So,
hell
what,
no.
What's the number then?
M's.
M's?
M's.
What are you willing to name?
Shh, nigga, film on for $50 million. His middle name is filmon.com, motherfucker.
What if it's X videos?
And XXX video? Oh, nah. You talking about X videos?
Yeah, what if it's
that's
X-
my spot.
Alright, so look, what if you gotta name your child Christopher
X-Videos
last name Junior?
I'm with that.
Oh my
That's
God.
My spot, dude.
You lying.
And he gonna grow up to be a porn star like his dad.
Next topic, please.
E-40, okay. Alright, let me take it back. E-40, you know, E-40 a big dog businessman. Like, he just ain't right. On that rapping shit.
Yeah.
At all. He's been in the liquor business for a while. He actually had a vitamin water a couple of years ago called 40 Water.
Oh.
In 2014, he has a wine collection, Earl Stevens wine collection. And earlier this year, he came out with the Slurricane. It's the most hyphy bottled cocktail ever. Okay. So he's been in the liquor and water game for a stretch.
All right.
He has a new drink out. He has a 40-ounce malt liquor. It's called E-40.
All right.
Good idea, bad idea that he's bringing out a malt liquor.
perfect idea. Add to the line small of alcohol idea that you already got.
I mean? Respect everything up into the malt liquor part. Why? Why would you do that?
Malt liquor.
What good is malt liquor doing? Who do people still drink it?
Yes.
Why?
Every day.
Bums?
Sure. No.
You trying to get the bum dollar?
Niggas in the hood who can't go buy a pint of Hen. They gonna go buy that slow small liquor with the with the blue bull on the front, and they gonna get lit. Still reserve drinker. Shout out all them out to like. What's wrong with him having a malt liquor and his line? Do Bush do it? You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody else do it. I'd rather them buy from E-40 than buy from Miller.
Man, come on, man. Me and you, right now, I'm drinking water. And you're drinking some type of water.
I'm drinking.
That's what we own, dude.
I'm drinking Neuro Bliss.
We don't have 40 ounce. We don't have 40s right here at the goddamn table, dude.
What are you saying? If E-40 don't put a 40 ounce drink out there, people are going to stop drinking 40s?
Nah, man, exactly. he need to put some competition out there, something to balance it out, that's all.
He done the water thing like you said, though.
He did, he just need to do something on top of that.
He do wine.
I'm fucking with all of that.
So why he can't, why?
A 40-ounce malt liquor?
Yes.
Remember how we shitted on Juicy J for doing a commercial for the fucking malt liquor? He like a fool, dude.
He
like a clown.
E-40's not doing a commercial. This is a part of his alcohol line and drink beverage line. Niggas drink 40s, dude. I might as well get money off this too. Come on,
that
you know
ain't nothing. I'm slick hot at Earl.
I'm dropping that 40.
I fuck with Earl, but I'm hot at you right now.
I'm dropping them 40.
Another person out here pitching shit, Mike Jones.
Mm. I'm surprised this made it.
Dude, Mike Jones has a new commercial for a locksmith company.
Who clearly are not in the know.
They're called Locked Out. Let's play the clip of the commercial first, and then we're gonna talk about this atrocity.
Mike Jones, Locked Eyes. Hey, Locked Eye. If you got a locked eye, son, you gotta know. Locked Eye phone app, so you book a pro. When you get Locked Eye, you need Locked Eye. When you need a locksmith, give us a shout out. The state of locksmith industry is fucked up. Scam artists showing customers no love. Quote 35, but charge 200. What the fuck is this? Don't nobody want it. I need a lock pick, not my lock drill. Fake companies online, not real. 702-751-5625. Bro, call Locked Eye on the low. Cause Locked Eye got the pros. 75 for a locksmith. One flat price, I said 75, ain't no need to act twice. Locked out to get you right. If you got a locked eye, son, no, you gotta know.
There was more to that. Right. He kept going.
Locked out to get you right.
Nah, he couldn't. This is how you know Mike Jones and fell completely off the earth. He couldn't even do the part where he name dropped the phone number right. He was off beat with that. And that's his whole shook.
If you owned a locksmith company, how much would you pay Mike Jones to do this?
Mike Jones would literally have to pay me year's worth of locks. In order to have him on this commercial, put this bullshit out.
What is worth of locks?
I don't know. Whatever my locks cost. This is actually an app, so it's an app called Locked Out. It's supposed to be like Uber for locksmiths.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so like they pay.
And you pick Mike Jones.
Yeah. They had a statement of why they picked Mike Jones. They said Mike Jones was a perfect fit for our company.
Because he's locked out of the record industry?
The founding team of Locked Out are all fans of Mike Jones' music.
Who founded them?
Clearly somebody deaf.
In Houston.
Or somebody stuck in 2006.
Maybe they were related to him?
Mike Jones had the braids, too. Anybody hasn't seen the commercial.
He's bringing braids back. Not only is he doing this, but he's bringing braids back.
At the same damn time. Remember, he had a commercial during the Super Bowl with the lawyer.
Yep.
Who? It was Mike James or Mike something. Who? Some kind of close to his name.
Who?
It's a big fall off. How big of a fall off is this? Top 10? It's not Ja Rule level. It's not DMX level.
How big was Mike Jones, though?
Mike Jones was a platinum artist. It's not little. Is it Lil Flip level?
It's about the same.
It's about a little. Okay, that's the top 10 fall off.
I give those about the same.
Woo.
Yeah.
Damn, Mike Jones.
Because Mike Jones.
I wonder how much he got for that.
Enough to keep the lights on for another month.
Hey man, last one I added in here last minute. Dame Dash just released his video streaming service today. It is DameDashStudios.com. It's $9.99 a month, or you can get the $49 a year plan. It's a streaming service. It's kind of like Netflix. He's got his movies that he helped produce or co-wrote or directed. So that's like the State Property joints, the Rockefeller, some of the Rockefeller shit, a couple of documentaries. You love that idea, hate the idea, what you think?
Man, you know I'm a Dame fan. I'm fucking with that all day.
Knew that.
All day. Like, why not put it on his own stuff, make money from it, do it, you know, Harlem style, boss, you know, just do it, G.
Fuck all of that. Is it a good product?
That, I'm not saying that I'm signing up for it. Just like I'm a Jay fan and I didn't sign up for Tidal, I will check it out, though, just because Dame Dash.
You can't check it out because, number one, there's no free trial. There's no app.
What is this? What? How do we? What is?
You look
this?
At it on your computer.
Nah, so you got to sip it.
Hey man, but it's his own shit.
Can I get on my game and shit or something?
Not yet.
Nah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, it can't be bootleg, bro.
So speaking,
it's too much futuristic shit out, dude. That's too accessible.
Why are you calling it bootleg? You just ain't got to that point.
I just named.
It's a streaming service. It's on the computer. That's how Netflix started.
Yeah, and they also have free trial. What streaming service ever in life doesn't come with a free trial, bro? So you know what you're getting. That's the whole point. That's how you get subscribers.
Great point.
Like, who? You ain't got nobody on the team to tell them that?
I have nothing to say to them. Maybe can't afford it.
You can get a 7-day trial, dude. It ain't gonna be 30 days. It's just a week trial. Because people not going to sign up for what they don't know. How do they know you ain't got 10 movies on
like
there?
He going to change it. He has to change it.
That's like remedial shit.
Yeah, like he has to change it. Like maybe that's even a typo, but he has to change it.
I'm not mad at him going in that lane. That's a dope lane.
Speaking of Dame Dash.
Even though it's already kind of packed. Go ahead.
Like I responded to my boy Twan Sounds on Instagram. Perfect person to do the biop of.
Was Dame Dash?
Yeah. Well, you asked about a biop.
The On Deck TV Instagram page.
Right.
Master P was on Breakfast Club, and he said that he was trying to get Tyler Perry to direct his film. He was in talks with Tyler Perry.
That's right.
And I said, is that a good idea or a bad idea?
Dame Dash.
To direct P film?
Yes.
I'm literally about to choke myself with these Beats headphone cords.
It's like Paid and Feel. Need the Dame Dash. But it has to be two of them, right? So it'd be the real story with the real actors and stuff like that, with like giving the behind the scenes, even the people that don't have complimentary things to say about P, and had that real, like, because you know Paid in Full had two stories. It had the real Paid in Full, they had the movie.
Right.
And then you get Dame Dash to do the movie too. Like, Dame Dash would kill it, man. Kill it. Kill it.
You're saying that because Paid in Full was great, as it was.
As Master P's movie with Dame Dash can be great as well. I'm not, like, if
Dame Dash just put the money up for Paid in Full. Let's be very clear.
If Madea's in the studio, like my boy Durham 100 said, on this new P movie, I got a problem. I'm looking for somebody.
Nigga, I will say this, though. Speaking of P, I'm in the portion of Pimp C book where they, like I said, they got into it. And I did not know during 1998 when he sold all them records and released all them CDs that Beats by the Pound was not on a contract.
Mm. What was he paying him per beat?
I don't know if he was paying them in Skittles.
Wow.
In cars.
See why they could be mad.
Paying them in fucking, I don't, Monopoly, I don't know, that's worse than NWA.
How much of that is their fault, though, to sit there and make beats every day, all day?
That's
like, what
crazy.
Was Pete telling them? Like, how much of that is your fault for, like, you ain't seen a dime?
That's,
like, you
like
ain't
they had
getting,
to see
you're not
though.
Getting paid?
The same way Ice Cube was getting paid on tour with NWA, but he wasn't getting like a for real deal check.
I guess P feel like, man, I put these niggas on, man, they wouldn't know no better without me, no way.
They wasn't on paper at all? All year?
Niggas,
you know how many CDs came out
them
that
niggas,
year?
Them niggas older than P.
I don't know. They might be around the same age.
That's what I'm saying.
God, like, damn, know. I was like, tripping off
like
it.
They got, like, you gotta know, man.
Woo! All right, everybody read that Pimp C book, man. It's 111 chapters, but it's fire, though. I'm on chapter 21.
Yes, I need to get that.
I'm creeping up, but I'm getting there. All right, music break. Young Jeezy, or Jeezy.
What? We got new Snowman?
We have new Snowman. He announced his album is coming out November 13th. No name, but he did release a single. It's called Godless People.
I'm a god in the hood, nigga. God. I'm a god in the hood, nigga. God. Yeah. Just know about that shit. I'm a god in the hood, nigga. God. Yeah. Just know about that
that shit. I'm a god in the hood, nigga. God. Young 5'8", all I get 10 feet tall. Chopper make a nigga jump a 10-foot wall. Avion and gold bottles. This is hood royalty. No matter how broke, how rich, nigga, never ever compromise your loyalty. Produce a head on my Versace robe. Standing on a pile of white bricks. Imagine crosses on the units. Stamps looking like a crucifix. Huh? Shit, pure. Like the blood of Virgin Mary. God. Turn water to some wine, nigga. God. Plug that touchdown, man. I'm at the steak and shaking Mount Zion, nigga. I'm a god in the hood, nigga. God. What's up? I'm a god in the hood, nigga. God. Yeah. You know about that shit. I'm a god in the hood, nigga. God. Yeah. You know about that shit. I'm a god in the hood, nigga.
Did you know that was some slaw?
I ain't gonna go so far as to say it was some slaw. Don't disrespect Snowman like that.
That was some Super Bowl slaw.
It was some Super Bowl slaw.
Slawsage and biscuit. Like, that wasn't nothing.
That was cool.
No. You didn't even sound convincing saying that.
No, I ain't gonna lie. What, nothing. I ain't like.
Like, what is that? Like, who are you? Who is that? OG Macko?
I tell you what I did. Like, I like the, Instagram post with the black cat and the explanation behind that.
Oh, yeah, he put
I definitely did like that.
The meaning, some little deep shit, I guess.
Yeah, that was dope.
Yeah, that was cool. The song is trash bag gang.
Not true.
He gotta do better than that. I'm not that, like, I'm not looking forward to the album at all after hearing that. Last shit was fire. This shit right here.
You waiting on this Ross though?
More on that later.
Okay.
I'll wait on that before. It all depends on what the song sounds like. If it sounds like this, no, I'm not.
You're a Ross fan, though. So
and you're a Jeezy stan, so that's fan? Why you're doing everything but shitting on it like you should.
It's decent.
Man, come on.
I wouldn't listen to it again.
Exactly. All right. We back. Like we mentioned earlier, man, Kanye West, VMAs. He did another rant we knew was coming. He was high off at Kanye Kush. He wasn't drunk this time. He was just blowed.
He was drunk, too.
He probably was. Yeah, you're right. He probably was drunk, too.
You were drunk.
He went on a rant among a lot of shit that I ain't gonna lie. I'm a Kanye fan, and I didn't catch that shit. But he did say that he was going to run for president in 2020 and then drop the mic. That's what you do after you say you're going
to
run for president. You just
you
drop
got
the
to.
Fucking
that's
mic.
The
you
ultimate.
Can't do nothing else but that.
That's the ultimate drop the mic moment right there. I'm running for president, dude.
Bitch.
Drop the mic. Boom. Let's go. I'm out of here. I'm out of here. Let's go. Boom.
So that got us thinking.
No.
But it didn't?
Wait. Let's stop right here.
Okay.
Because I have a surprising announcement.
Oh, this better be good and not some slaw.
Mine are always good. Yours, on the other hand, never quite. Kind of like Luther's curl. But Kanye West speech.
Okay.
Slow motherfucking clap. I loved it.
No, he wasn't talking about nothing.
I loved it, and I wish that he had been speaking this way from the beginning when we were getting the rants, as opposed to the diamond studded mask and the stopping shows for 30 minutes to talk about shit that we cared nothing about. This speech right here meant something, dude.
To nobody.
To you.
To you and Jaden Smith.
Because you want him to be this flamboyant motherfucker that everybody else don't like but you. let me get some high points of this speech though.
Okay.
Was he joking? Do you think yes or no? Like
he
had a very lighthearted feel to it. So in your opinion, for as sure. A Kanye fan, would you think it was a joke or was he more so serious?
He was lit and he was serious.
Okay. I think he's grown up a lot.
Dead ass serious.
I think he's grown up a lot, and I think his child has a lot to do with it. Now you just commented, you said he really wasn't saying nothing. Why?
Now, he was trying to say something. It would just came out in a jumbled kind of out of order. Like when you super hard in your feelings and you can't really find the words to say what you're trying to say. That's why it came off just real fucked up and out of order and out of place. Like, he's better off writing shit down and saying something
Got it.
Than okay. he is going off the dome.
So I say, this is the Kanye that I wanted from graduation and high school and dropout and all that. This is what I always wanted. This is always my problem with him, that he wasn't doing this. I think this was completely different from what he usually did. One thing I did have a problem with is he said, I died for an artist to have an opinion after they were successful. It's not true. Tupac did that. Literally. Tupac did that.
I don't believe that.
Tupac died for people to have an opinion.
Yeah, I think he just died.
And yes,
I think he just died.
What one of the most important things he said also was listen to the kids. Like listen to what they're like. Listen to the response that they're giving me and Taylor Swift and all of these other people who are trying to tell y'all that the way shit is right now is fucked up, and y'all can't keep running these same games. And I think it led to them saying I'm running for president. So this is my thoughts on this speech. I'm usually not a Kanye favorable person as far as what he puts out there, but this, I loved it. I liked it. 10 out of 10.
Snooze fest.
Because you want him to say, I hate Nike. I don't want to protest Nike.
No, I just want to make sense.
It made a lot of cohesive. Sense. Be cohesive. This made great sense to me.
Nah, you just need to be cohesive and not like the fake deep shit. Just say some real shit in order. It's all in the delivery, and I just couldn't follow him out. It was a wrap. It's too much. But the presidential part was funny.
To me, this is Kanye West, and I hope Yeezus died on this stage. I hope Yeezus is dead now.
I need that Yeezus, too.
I hope he's dead.
I'm going to listen to that Yeezus, man, later on today, actually.
Congratulations on that.
Black skinhead.
That may be the ultimate drop the mic moment of all time.
I don't know about all time.
I'm running for president in 2020. Kanye West? Yeah, I'm out of here?
You're a beast mode, though.
Man, that's the ultimate, dude.
Okay, so that got us thinking.
Yes, as we do over here on deck.
A rapper in the presidential office? Is that realistic in 2020 or in life period?
Is that in life period?
Is it realistic in 2020?
We're talking about 5 years from now.
Right.
So that's a whole, like, election and a whole another 4 years.
Nigga, the answer is no, nigga. It's not realistic.
Why though? Why is it not realistic?
It's not, dude.
Are there not any candidates? Like, tell me in your reasoning why that's not realistic. Just why?
The only rapper that is anywhere close to
being
elected.
It ain't even
got to
be a rapper. Somebody affiliated with hip-hop.
The only person affiliated with hip-hop that could even smell the White House is Macklemore.
That's bullshit.
That's it.
You got Donald Trump. You got
can get the people.
You got Donald Trump up here spewing bullshit about stuff that people who are real American slick want to hear.
And he won't smell the White House.
He may not, but he's making a change. So my question, I guess I should ask you, is this. If you got somebody that was putting their money towards it and said, you know, I am running for president, even though it's far-fetched that I would get in the office, would you vote for them? Just off the strength of them being hip-hop. You said Bun B?
I vote for Bun B.
Come on, man.
Shout out that Pimp C book. I vote for Bun B, though. He can't, but no, real talk though, let me tell you why.
No, I'm saying you wouldn't though?
No, I would.
Just off the strength of them being from hip hop? Because you're going to vote, are you going to vote now? Are you going to vote for this election? If you don't mind me asking?
I don't know, I ain't no telling, maybe.
I'm not, because I could care less what any of them are talking about.
I might.
So like, if there was somebody in hip hop who at least, I ain't saying that they could win the election, but at least get people to listen to, like, there's another voice out here that never is ever talked about.
I'd vote for any rapper just to see that shit happen.
All right, that's what I'm saying. That's my point.
I'll be honest with you.
There are a couple people that may have the capabilities to do so.
Okay.
You got to be 35 and a natural born citizen of the United States first and foremost to be president.
So much for Drake.
Who's voting for Drake in 5 years? And you got to be at least 35 years.
That's what I said. So much for him. Right. He's not a natural born.
How old is Kanye? 40?
36, maybe? 37?
By the time this comes around, he will be 40. So, okay. Kanye West. If Kanye West ran for president, you think that's a, like, is that even 1 to 10? Give me 1 to 10.
1. Like, you know how motherfuckers do when you in the office, dude. You got to be as clean cut
so,
as possible.
Okay, you're speaking of the Kanye West in 2015. Do you think that he has the capability, as smart as he is, to start right now to clean his image up and run for office in 6 years? Is that impossible?
Yes, because
it
would.
Why is it? Is it just because it's Kanye West or because he was a rapper?
Both.
Wow.
It's because of all of that. Like, Obama's the most clean-cut black man on the earth, and they still was trying to he wasn't born here. He's from, like, but, dude, his image is Mr. Clean.
Is that the majority of America right now?
Yeah, it still is.
It is, okay.
Now, maybe in 2020, it won't be, but in 2015, 2020, it still is.
All right, so 2020. Unfortunately. So let me throw another candidate out there.
Okay.
Puff Daddy.
He just hit a nigga with a cowbell.
1 to 10, give me that.
Kettlebell.
Do you know some of the shit that Donald Trump has done? Come on, dude.
That's why I said he's not smelling the White House.
But he has a. Yeah. I mean, people
Donald
are talking
Trump's
about
not black him. Either.
That's true. That's the main thing in all of this that we can say. But Puff. Look, okay, so Puff, you said Drake won. What do you give Puff?
Puff is a 3. He would make a. I tell you what he would do. Whoever was in office,
Puff got $1 billion.
He'd make a great like promotional person for the.
He's
president.
Done that. He done that with the vote or die, and that's my thing. Like if you can get out there, you can generate those things for the vote or die, and then take those votes and use those towards a voice that got something to do with your people. I don't care who you like. I don't care about the registration part, dude. Get out there and say something. So I feel like he more so than Kanye's a kind of, it's a joke. I get it.
Clearly.
Puff, if like from here to 6 years down the line, if he was willing to waste enough money to run.
Because it would be a waste.
It would be a lot of money. It would be a waste.
It'd be going down the toilet. But.
I think that he would have a chance for people to talk about it. People would, like that would be on CNN. That would be on Fox News. You know what I'm saying?
I think he'd serve better as a marketing person for somebody who did run.
He done that
he'd
already.
He'd have that on Smack.
But he done that already.
Yeah, but we couldn't
though.
Take him like, seriously. He had a mohawk.
We don't
look,
care.
He's a grown like, man running with a mohawk,
look, though,
dude.
If Puff tell me, I don't
he
care.
He did more for mohawks than he did for voting when
Bruh,
he did
it,
that shit.
At this point, if Puff is not running, then I don't care who it is that he's telling me to vote for. I'm not voting for
he'd
them.
Be a good vice president.
That would be cool.
He will make a good vice president to somebody like Russell, who's right. more
which
established.
Which leads into that. So let's get into that one.
Russell would be
1 to 10. Where you give him?
He is the biggest possibility. He's like a 7.
7.
Because he's in there meditating. He's on that tip right now. He hasn't done hard drugs in 30 years.
I don't think he's. Now he ain't as clean cut as over as Barack.
Fuck
but
no. His history.
He's on a different tier. But I think just because I think Russell. Hobnobs with some of the politicians already. They're familiar with him. He speaks on mass incarceration, trying to change that, the violent drug offender laws, trying
right.
to get those changed. Like, he has a background as far as stuff that he's been speaking on politically, right?
Absolutely.
The money, I don't know if.
He might not. Nah, he good.
See, no. Because,
he could get sponsors.
No. Who, though? And that was my next question after we got to the fourth person. Who is the ultimate cosign for somebody to really take for America, like for it to be on Good Morning America? Like would Barack have to be like this is like would it have to be him?
No,
it got to be him
because the people who support
else
Barack
co-sign?
Would already support Russell
I already
Simmons.
Hate you. Okay, so who is the ultimate cosign then? Is there one?
It'd be have to be somebody white,
right?
Who
are we talking about? Are we talking
male?
About like? Glenn Beck? Is that what we're talking
Anderson
about?
Anderson Cooper.
Hillary Clinton.
That'd be a good. Hillary Clinton would be all right.
Hillary
but
Clinton.
Black people
but
already
she,
fuck
running,
with her
she
too.
Running for the same thing.
Right. Black people already fuck with her. Like, you some, need somebody who black people don't really just
y'all
fuck
let
with
us
like
know who would be the ultimate cosign for a hip hop presidential candidate. I think it's a good question.
You had another person on the list, didn't you?
We has one more.
Who that?
The last person on the list is gonna call me out like it, like you ain't got the list pulled up and shit.
Hovey, baby, we got it all covered.
Jay-Z.
So Hov, of course, is
he got the wife? He got the first lady.
Yeah, he's got a for a
he
bad.
He can win it just off the strength of being married. To be honest,
that's big.
That's big. He got more. that's bigger
that's
than
big.
Everybody on this list.
See, Russ out here with models and shit.
Right.
He
not
still,
to mention the money.
Of course, they got the capital.
Not
and
to
the
mention,
connects.
Not to mention the connections for business moves he's already made, Macy's and all that stuff. So if Jay-Z, from this point on, you don't hear another album, nothing affiliated with hip hop,
I'd be hot about that.
You'll be hot about that at that point. But when the time came around in 2020, he said, "I'm running for president." Likelihood 1 to 10.
4. His pass is too checkered.
That's what America wants, though. No, but look, though. No, this is it, though. This is the time for that. Motherfuckers, by 2020, people will still be getting gunned down by police. They're going to want a voice where people can understand, like, what the fuck is going on before this race war pops off. Hove, I think, to me, I would say 6.
Not over Russ, though.
Over Russ. Just crazy because he's... Because of Beyonce.
Beyonce helps a lot.
That put him at 6.
Having a bad first lady helps a lot, and a popular one at that.
Exactly. That put him at 6.
I'm going to tell you who you left off, though.
Who I leave off?
These Nuts. Got him.
I'm voting for These Nuts, though. I promise I am. That's my vote for this. If I vote this year, I'm voting for These Nuts, dude. I want to see how many votes These Nuts can get. These Nuts 2016, dude. All day, every day, nigga. Shout out to These Nuts. If you want to come on the podcast and holler, I'm giving an open invitation for these nuts. Come on, dog. I'm getting a campaign shirt and everything, man. If y'all know what we talking about, y'all just look it up.
Oh, shit.
These Nuts 2016, dude.
Oh,
that's the number one candidate, nigga.
Anything else before we hit this music break, dude? Did I miss something?
Nah, we good. We good on that. Just y'all let us know what y'all think on the Instagram pages, man, about the presidential candidates for hip hop. What y'all think? Somebody, if y'all want to get deep with it, feel free to, man. You know,
absolutely.
If y'all feel like it can't be done, why?
Maybe Snoop, because he'll legalize weed there. Well,
and that would be, I can't tell you. What's the song, bro?
So Jeezy was not the only artist to drop his album, name drop his album this week. Rick Ross did the same damn thing. He announced his Black Dollar album is coming out Friday. And he dropped 2 singles. We're gonna play one. This one's featuring The Dream. It's called Money Dance. Let's see what he hitting on.
Money Dance.
Funny to see a ghetto nigga so classy, enchanted by women who speak nasty. Tiptoe in the courtroom there for the past week. Leaning on my lawyer, pinky looking glassy. Charges dropped, these plaintiffs just wanna tax me. Secret Service wanna see me driving taxis. Hug my attorney and then we do the money dance. Whitey Bulger or a soldier leaving Vietnam. Pledge allegiance to the flag. Well, we keep it 100 to get your money back. Pull a plug, brain dead, dope game, nigga. Knew the modes were faking, so we bought the real with us. Repertoire, hustle, such a tenacity. High roller, better's another masterpiece. More Rakim than maybe Master P. Thirsty nigga paid in full, I'm trying to buy the beach. Caution, I approach you with a business mind. Slight two-step as I check the time. Rub my hands with my palms itch. 50 in the bank, diamonds looking flawless. It's the sway of a rich nigga. Praying for that day my nigga seeing 6 figures. Black bottles popping when I'm on the turf. 2 private jets, what a nigga's worth.
No girl under 10. No will under 100 grand. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Man, I make this money dance. I Chris Craft, she suntans. Propellers out the window over islands. Where I land, girl, we make that money dance.
Top Forbes, poor formal education. Top floors, cop rooms, no reservations. Gold in my grave, half a ticket in my coupe.
Man, look at Ross, man.
You're a Ross fan, though.
That's better than everything on his on that Hood Billionaire. Everything. I guess
that ain't saying much, though.
It's not, but it's banging.
But look,
though,
that Jeezy we just played wasn't too much worse than that. You just a Ross fan.
Nah, that song, that was hard.
I stick to what I said when I made my prediction that it is over for Ross.
Yeah, so you have to say it's some slow or order. You're going good, against what you're saying.
What's new about this?
Who said it was new? This is Ross.
I want to hear new shit. Like, what happened with Meek and Drake? Like, get your boss perspective on some shit, man.
We're not going to put that as a single. What are you talking about?
This ain't no single. This is a mixtape.
This is an album, dude.
It's coming out Friday?
Yes.
Oh, he losing, then.
I don't know. What?
It's even worse.
No? That's what you put out.
How he going to drop an album Friday?
Easy. It's what bosses do.
No. Not after Hood Billionaire.
That shit was garbage.
You need to go reevaluate your game plan and dropping shit there. And like, nah, that ain't Rick Ross. Rick Ross need to push. He got to wait till the heat season starts.
Now, I'm not
dog.
Saying that it's...
He need to be on the sideline with Sue and shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I ain't
like,
saying he
on,
big enough
man.
To drop to do that surprise. I'm coming out this
can't
week
do
shit.
It. That's what I'm saying. He used to be able... That
no,
goes
no,
to
wasn't.
My point.
No, he wasn't.
That go Mastermind.
He
could have did
level.
That with Mastermind.
No, he couldn't.
Yes, he could.
Nah.
Listen, man.
He not that type of order.
Rick... Now, especially.
No, he wasn't then.
So why would he try... That goes to my point then. He's doing stuff that he's not. He know he ain't that type of artist, and he gonna do it, and it's gonna fail, and it's gonna continue his downfall.
I don't care about any of that. The song
give
was
Gunplay
fire.
The flag.
Gunplay album
let
was
Gunplay,
fire.
Let Gunplay run this MMG shit, man.
No one on Gunplay better than that. Even though that album was fire.
I ain't gonna say that.
And I fucks with it.
And number two, that Gunplay strong.
I like Gunplay album. I'm not gonna flex. I thought that shit was banging.
They better hand the reins over to him.
All right, so look, quote of the week.
As yeah. we always do about
shit.
This time.
Breakfast Club interview. What's my man named? Dr. Umar Johnson?
Man, yes, Dr. Umar. Listen.
This
man.
Is the first time
listen.
I put on this guy.
Listen. Okay, it's the first time you've been put on him.
I have.
Please, if you've never listened to anything that I've ever said on this podcast, I do not blame you.
Hopefully not.
Because we get on here and we act a fool sometimes. But as sincere as I can be, please go look up this dude's stuff on YouTube, on Hidden Colors, and like just check out the whole system. Because he's a psychiatrist for the school systems in America.
Right.
Teaching and talking about how they put black and Latino males into
the slow classes.
Slow ADD special ed classes. And the reasoning behind it. We can't play all of it. We would love to. Go check out the Breakfast Club interview. More so, check out his YouTube page. More so, check out Hidden Colors 1, 2, and 3. Shout out to the homie Flex. Like, much support to, like, black people putting on, getting to know what they need to know about us being better. So, I just had to say that leading into this.
So, we took two clips that he had from his hour-long Breakfast Club interview. When somebody's on Breakfast Club for an hour, you know they hitting on
shit. Real.
They dropping gems.
Off the wham, too, man. Like, he was, like, a second in. Boom.
Yeah,
Let's go.
He took out the gate strong. So, the what he's trying to do, one of his goals is to build a school for African-Americans with special with courses that we need in order to kind of even the score up a little bit, so
right.
to speak.
Right.
So... he was asked about that, and he took to task some rappers and some athletes, and that's what we're going to talk about. Let's check out the clip, and then we'll break it down afterwards.
Okay. And half the HBCUs are about to be shut down anyway mm-hmm. because they ain't got the money. Remember, these colleges were started with what? Land grant money,
right.
okay, and ex-slaves off the money they had.
So we just stopped but, out of state.
Exactly. But with the inflation, you can't operate that school unless you have a serious benefactor who's going to keep that money flowing. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to put the hip-hop community, mm-hmm. okay, on this one. Mm-hmm. The reason Harvard and Yale are doing as good as Harvard and Yale is doing, because their alumni
right.
come back and contribute in significant amounts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what Puff is doing for Howard. He might be doing something. But if you're not Puff, you need to handle that. Mm-hmm. Oprah, you went to Tennessee State. What you doing for Tennessee State? And even if you didn't go to a black college, Sean Carter, okay? Beyonce Carter. Y'all need to dot one of these schools. LeBron, y'all need to dot one of these schools.
You did say Jay-Z, LeBron, and Oprah's job is to deflect from black issues, though.
Well, that's the job of the black bourgeoisie, period. If you're gotcha. On that level, your job is to take attention away from issues that affect black folk gotcha. And put it on All Lives Matter. That doesn't mean they're not trying to break through, though. You understand? I've heard some things in some of Jay-Z's lyrics that has me thinking he wants to try to break through. But look at who he signed to. So he got to be careful with the way he moved because you know what happens on that level. So
even
I got to be
this
respectful.
Point, when he's a 100 millionaire?
Especially at, they watch the rich blacks more than they watch the blacks in the ghetto because the rich blacks have the financial wherewithal to change out situation. Mm. Oprah can build 10 supermarkets tomorrow and put 10,000 black folks to work. Jay-Z can put 10 hospitals up overnight. So they watch the rich blacks way more closer than us because they got the economic wherewithal to change things. Oh, you can best believe Oprah phone tap, Jay-Z phone tap, Puff phone tap.
Hey, that was only the tip of the iceberg, by the way.
Let me
before
play.
We even delve into this.
Before we delve into it, let me play devil's advocate.
It was an hour of heat. Go ahead.
Heat. And keep in mind, like I said before, man, Umar is my guy.
Okay.
If I'm Jay-Z, what do I get from donating money to an HBCU?
the same thing he get from donate money to anything else to 9/11.
No, you don't.
No, because he donates. No. He donates money to 9/11. He right. donates money to all of that shit.
And you know why? Because of the publicity.
So that's the only reason he does it?
That's the majority of the reason.
He wouldn't get publicity.
I'm not gonna shit on Jay and say he doesn't care.
Okay.
But he has a people set up around. He has a whole team of people set up around him to help him make the right moves and decisions.
Right.
Donating to HBCUs ain't gonna get a lot of cred. It ain't gonna get a lot of nothing, because we as black people ain't really finna get, like, we don't care more about that than we do about him fighting with Solange in the elevator.
Plus, we
right?
don't have our own media source that's big enough to.
Great point. That's what we building towards. We coming for y'all. This is what this is, right?
Right.
All
right,
so look, my point to that is this. Umar is perfect in what he's saying. But us as the hip-hop community also have to take the responsibility to react to if they do those things. We have to make sure that it's worthy.
Right.
The reason that Oprah said that she doesn't build schools here because we don't appreciate it. The looks on the faces.
Is that real, though?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I ain't going to shit on Oprah and say I know what's wrong or what's right. Like, she may have a whole nother political agenda. But my thing is this. We have to understand that, like, when those people do things like that for us or try to do things like that for us, there's a lot of roadblocks in the way. Yes. But we don't show the appreciation to it that we should. Not Jay's fault, not our fault. It's just how we've been conditioned. It's America.
Right.
So we got to be bigger than
Shouldn't
that.
Shouldn't Oprah know that?
She should.
Okay.
But like Umar was saying, her phone tapped. You know what I'm saying? So like, she know that,
so
but how much can she do?
Then.
None of what matters.
None of whether we appreciate it or not matters if our
It does appreciate it because once her phone being tapped, is not as big as the backing that she has, because what she's done for us is stronger than them saying, oh, we're going to demolish you. Just like with Cosby. We're going to demolish you because you did something that we didn't like. If Cosby hadn't been out here bullshitting around talking about it's y'all fault because y'all pants hanging off y'all ass, and it's y'all fault because this and that. If he had been trying to support, like Umar said, putting money back in the community, doing stuff, showing like I fuck with black people. Rather, like, I may not agree with how you wear your pants or how your music sound, but we still fighting this fight together. And I'm trying to figure out a way with you where we can come out of our way. It ain't me and you going against each other. It's us going against them to push our initiative. And like you said, it was just the tip of the iceberg of what he was saying. The overall thing of what he was saying is pushing our initiative. And like with Jay-Z, with Oprah, with those people, they don't feel like that they have the support of our generation that we're going to push the initiative strong enough. And it goes both ways. It's on us and it's on them.
I mean,
that's what I say.
This is how I look at it. Jay-Z was once me. He was once my age.
Correct.
At one point in time, he looked at shit like I'm presuming how I look at shit.
Uh-huh.
So when he gets older, when I get older, I'm interested in doing all of that. If right. I had hella bread like that, I fuck with doing the school because I wish I had some shit like that coming up.
Right.
That would be my incentive. How does Jay not have that same incentive? Who's to say that he doesn't have that same incentive?
I'm not saying that he doesn't, but I'm saying with somebody like Umar who struggles to get the full funding, like you said, I feel the same way. Jay should put a check in the mail or wire him or PayPal him, whatever it takes for him to get that school started tomorrow.
Yeah.
But with that being said, and what we gonna learn as we grow in this business, I'm not Jay-Z yet. You not Puff Daddy yet, right?
Right.
You get burned so many times by niggas who like Umar. They talk a good game, and I'm not knocking him at all.
And I seen it, heard it before.
Yeah, I seen it, and I heard it, and you said it, and I put my 1.5 up, and it's 4 years later, and all I see now is you in Ferraris, and you with the big house, and you still talking about the same stuff. So like I said, not the shit on Umar, because I truly with 100% sincerity believe that he's about what he's saying. But it take a hard time for somebody like Jay, somebody like T.I., somebody to fully commit to stuff like that, because they don't know. They get burnt so many times, and then you tie your name to some of this bullshit. Now people can't trust you. Now the people that they coming to you for to say, hey, I need you because you got these people's voice. Some this jerk ass nigga done burnt me on it. They don't even listen to me no more, so I can't even help you, Umar.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a big circle.
But I feel like this is the easy solution. Well, I ain't gonna say easy, but a solution to that would be to pool your money together. No,
true.
I think
very true.
Instead of Jay putting up the entire ticket for it, you get Jay, you get Puff, you right. get Rush, you get right. Chip, you get LeBron, you get Oprah, and y'all split that pie up seven ways.
Exactly.
And it's a much smaller blow, but you accomplish even so
if you
much get, more.
Even if you take an L, it's
a
much smaller.
Even if you happen and to I take an L, it's a smaller
I
L.
I agree with that. I think we just got to trust in each other more to do that.
Or
because Jay more likely to do that with Trump, and Oprah more likely to do that with Koch or Walmart. You know what I'm saying? Like they more like if we were to, like you just said, you're exactly right. If we were able to do it together, then what he's saying as far as Umar, then it would work. But we got to be trusting to each other.
With all that being said, are there powers behind them that won't let that shit happen?
Yes.
Even after all that?
Yes.
So then why even, how do you break through
that?
I think
the perfect example of that is like Barack being in office for 8 years. People thought like all he preached was change. And I ain't saying that he didn't make an impact of being the president of the United States. And I know we're getting away from what we talk about, but there was nothing like, I don't know about you, but bro, I'm not motivated to get out and vote because Barack won 2 times, because Barack did something that affected me directly. Yeah, he passed laws, and I'm not saying that he didn't do anything while in office, but I think it showed the fact that even if you got a black man in office, like what's gonna change if all of us as a people don't come together and say like, nah, we need you to change. Like, we ain't gonna put all our faith in this one person.
No, it's a combination of things though. Like, I think people look at shit the wrong way. I think people look at it like, what have you done for me directly? And I don't think that's the right way to look at it.
As far as Barack?
Yeah.
No, but I totally agree with that. And they also look at it as if I shouldn't have to do anything because I went and I played my part, because all you said I had to do was vote. And most people are ignorant to the fact that no, it doesn't stop there.
Right.
Who are you voting for? What are their policies? What, like, and that's why I wanted to do this topic as opposed to anything else that may have been going on, because you gotta know, like, it don't stop at going to the poll and doing this and doing that. And I don't want to sound like I'm preaching, but if you were to have a hip hop candidate in 2020, what would they be talking about? Like, what would make you turn to CNN and be like, shit, I want to help Puff go against whoever it is from the Republican Party and be able to make sense and be able to be like, damn, I was feeling the same way as a 30-plus-year-old black man or a 30-year-old black woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand what they're saying. We never get that representation, which is why I feel like we should have talked about it as far as if it were to happen, if you were to get a presidential candidate out there, what do they talk about? How do they get your attention? Who needs to be on their side? And I think it's stuff that we could have a debate about, and then to make hip hop an even stronger force in the next coming up debates or the next coming up elections and things of that nature. That's just my perspective on it.
Man, y'all definitely check out the Dr. Umar Johnson interview. Like I said, it's a good hour. Y'all block out an hour after y'all listen to this. Block out an hour to listen to that shit straight through, like no kids around, like no your significant other out the crib.
Just like pay attention. No. Even if your significant other, like even if they ain't on this level and they ain't on this stuff, just ask them for you to sit down and just like pay attention to this with me for an hour.
It's gems,
because
people,
you have to hear this. Like, it's a must hear.
It is. I ain't gonna lie. Before we get out of here, man, some new music this weekend for people that need something new to ride to. Of course, Rick Ross album Black Dollar will be out this weekend. Travis Scott album Rodeo will be out this weekend. I listened to it last night. I'm about halfway through.
What do you think?
It's cool. He got them beats. He got a nice flow, but I don't know what he's talking about. I don't really know his purpose in rap, other than having dope production.
Ask my boy T in there, Sam. That's the biggest Travis
Sam
Scott
G.
fan I know.
Shout out Sam G. He fucks with Travis Scott super tough. I don't know why. Actually, yeah, I do. He got them beats. At the very least, he got them beats.
I can explain it, but it's going to take a long.
Also, Fetty Wap, his self-titled album comes out September 25th.
What do you think about his album cover?
I thought that was interesting. I get it, though. Self-titled is showing him his eye. He's covering his good eye up, and it's just showing his eye. He's got the faux dreadlocks on in steel. which is fucking amazing.
That's him now, though. You can't take it. I ain't got no problem with that.
The cover, the cover's cool though.
Yeah, I'm cool with
it. It's pretty dope. Am I interested to hear his album though?
Yeah. I hope not, nigga.
I might check it out. Fetty Wap make good songs.
But look,
he got a freestyle out there over Chief Keef and them song that's actually banging. He made it sound listenable.
Any big Labor Day weekend plans for you?
Yeah, man, I got Mom Deuce coming into the A for the first time. She gonna chill. Really? With the fam. She gonna chill.
Come holly, Clara, man. You want to take out the Luda Day and turn up?
Hey, we can do that. My mom go to Luda Day.
Clara, shake Luda Day.
God damn it, here we come.
Shout out to the A. Luda Day is this weekend. We've been down here for a while. We keep saying we're gonna hit it. I've never done so. I may try to do one event. Something that's convenient for me as an old ass man out here in these
washed
streets.
Out here, man. I ain't got time.
You know what I'm gonna
Luda
do though? I'm gonna put Sam G on blast, and I'm gonna hold him accountable because he said I'm washed and I need to get out and do stuff. I ain't gonna. Hey, I take it. Shit, I'd rather sit here and play Madden, nigga. But Sam said I'm washed, so I'm challenging him to give me the one Luda Day event. I'm putting that on Sam G, so I'm calling you out on the podcast.
Y'all, let me know what that's hitting on.
You ain't gonna do it?
Nah,
you ain't coming out?
I ain't gonna be though. I'm good.
Go to Arizona's for brunch with Clara. You love
Arizona's?
Arizona's for brunch Sunday morning. When she leaving?
It's Monday.
Arizona's. Go to Arizona's for brunch. It'll kill it. You'll love that.
I'm with that.
Other than that, man, this is the On Deck TV podcast. Listen, man, we really do appreciate the love, man. We came to the city this weekend, the past 2 weekends. We got a lot of support. We got a lot of interaction with people who pay attention to the show and talk to us about stuff that we've discussed on here. First and foremost, man, we appreciate the love, but we want you to go on iTunes. We want you to rate. We want you to subscribe. We want you to make it as big as we need it to be so we can come back and show even more love to y'all, because you know On Deck all about giving back to the cities.
Absolutely,
support,
man.
Support the real.
Follow us at On Deck TV Podcast on Twitter, at On Deck TV on IG.
Chill.
Holla at your boy.
Yes, sir.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.